أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Everything in our life has to have a source in order that life can progress and continue. Like any kind of video camera or audio or recorder or TV or any source that needs energy has to have a source that is connected to it in order that will be running. Also, when you build a building, you make a heavy foundation in order that if a wind come or a rain come or a snow come or a tornado come or an earthquake come, it has a connection with its base that will keep it standing, or else it will fall down. Also, anything connected to needs energy, if that plug is not there, you will not get any kind of light or any kind of that works on electricity. If we take it electricity, if a car has no petrol in it, that car will never work. So everything must have something that is connected to in order that it is moving and it's running. If that important aspect or that important element or factor you eliminated, everything stops. And that's why we have to know and understand that we are all human, and if our connection is disturbed or our connection is unplugged, then no flowing of energy or no flowing of information will be reaching. And for a certain reason, in the previous Suhba association, it was cut because the plug was unplugged and the connection with Maulana Hart was stopped because our information is coming from there. You are not preparing something to read. Everything has to have its connection. For a certain reason that when we were in the association, something happened that Maulana stopped the flowing of information. And that's why we ended it suddenly. And now we are continuing what we were saying before, is that these meetings or associations that you are doing by yourself when you are at home meditating, or you are doing it in general as with other people in Zikrullah or listening to a association or listening in an association, it will enable you and give you a zeal to move on to a higher stair or a step. As much as you are doing this in your life, as much as you are increasing up on the ladder. As when Awliya Allah give us certain awrat to do every day, this make you to move forward. And when we stop doing them, we are staying in that position where we stopped and we do not progress more and more. And to progress more and more, this like a generator giving you power to move. If that generator has no fuel, you are stopped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuous power and support from Bahrul Qudra, from the ocean of power, that was given to An-Nur al-Muhammadi. That An-Nur al-Muhammadi that travels from its creation, when it was created, on forward, reaching its destinations in every moment, that Nur Muhammadi has infinite numbers of destinations, reaching to their destination, to its destination, and moving to the second, third, fourth, fifth, and continuously with no stopping. As we said previously in a previous session, that everything has to be charged. A battery has to be charged. Some battery has a life of 2 hours, and then you recharge it, and then you recharge it, and then it goes. Some batteries, they have power of 10 hours, some battery has 50 hours, some batteries has 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Every battery has its own capacity of being charged. An-Nur al-Muhammadi, as we said, and we have to go back to many lectures before, 1 month ago, that Nur Muhammadi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created before creating anything, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in hadith of Jabir, that Allah created first the light of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has sent it. That Nur Muhammadi has to manifest itself as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to manifest himself to be known. He created Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that reality of Muhammad, where all these beautiful names and attributes being manifested on the reality and spirituality and the light of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this reality, that treasure, it become by itself, which is Muhammadun Rasulullah. That treasure, that rainbow of infinite numbers of name and attribute, the universality of that rainbow and the uniqueness of that rainbow has to manifest itself in something that has to appear in it, and that needs a vehicle. And that vehicle was Adam alayhi salam. And that Nur al-Muhammadi entered into Adam to appear. And when it entered into Adam, and we explained that before, I'm not explaining it now here. When it entered there, we were, all of us human beings, we were in the back of Adam alayhi salam. Children of Adam were in the back of Adam. Alam al-Dhar, we call it in Arabic, the world of Dhar, atoms. Alam al-Dharrat, Dharrat in Arabic means the reality that are in the coccyx of a human being, that small cannot see that part which is living. Even when someone dies, still it is living, they found, they discovered now. As Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a human being completely disintegrate except ujmu dhanab, the coccyx, doesn't. Still living. That is a small part in the body, small bone. Because when the reality of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered into Adam, all these small parts were in Adam. These sperms of a human being were there, living in the back of Adam alayhi salam. That reality charged every sperm in Adam alayhi salam. That sperm got 60 years of charged batteries, that of Nur al-Muhammadi. That sperm got 70 years, that sperm got 100 years, that sperm got 1 year, that sperm got 20 years. So every sperm that, or every atom of the atoms of a human being that were in the back of Adam alayhi salam were being charged by Nur al-Muhammadi. And from where there it's coming? From the meaning of Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa sallim. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Allah is saying in Holy Quran, Allah and His angels are giving salawat. People, they say salawat, there are different meanings. The general meaning is praising on Prophet. But in the real meaning, one of the real meanings of salawat is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuously charging with His salah, means from Allah. When salah comes from Allah, means He is bestowing and manifesting His beautiful names and attributes on An-Nur al-Muhammadi. That salah, inna Allah wa malaikatu, Allah is confirming that me and my angels, yusalluna ala al-Nabi, we are continuously, it's a continuous verb of yusallun. In Arabic is a continuous future verse. It moves from continuously moving. It has the power of past, present, and future. Yusalluna al-Nabi means always we are namud al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Supply.
Supply. We always giving flowing power to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from heavenly sources, means inna Allah wa malaikatahu. He said Allah and His angels How many angels? How many? He didn't limit them. He said Allah and وملائكته, all malaika. Not 10, not 100, not 20, not 100,000. He said Allah, because Allah created angels. In the Arabic, when you read it, إن الله وملائكته, Allah and His angels. He said angels means all of them that are being created in every moment, in infinite number of angels being created, and Allah is sending their salawat, which are, they are being created in every moment with infinite numbers, those who are created before and created in every moment, all of them accumulating how much they are, more and more and more in every moment increasing, all of them are giving salawat, means are connecting, plugging, sending their, what Allah is giving them, sending it to Nurul Muhammadi. With no tiredness, with no stopping. Allah is sending, angels are ordered to send, means that connection to Sayyidina Muhammad comes from every direction. If we can say direction, we don't know, there is no direction, but from every angels coming from Allah Rabbul Izzah, from our Lord, Lord of everything, is continuously in support of that Nur, because that Nur is the source of the creation of a human being and creation of everything. If we go back to Hadith Jabir, that's why Allah said in Holy Quran, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. You have to know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in you. أَنَّ فِيكُمْ. He is in you. Means that Nur that always being given support, we need that support from that Nur that being supported in order that we will be supported. That's why Allah said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi. O believers, means everyone, sallu ala nabi, means ask to be supported with that Nur Muhammadi in your life. Or else you die. There is no existence for anyone with when that Nur is disconnected. When that Nur is stopped, the heart stops. The brain might stop, you are in coma, but the heart doesn't stop. The heart might be working. When Nur stop, the heart will stop. Means every old life, everything is coming through that connection. We take our support from Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah put it there. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. Allah and His angels are supporting, blessing, manifesting Himself with His angels in Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O believers, sallu alayhi. Plug your plug there to be connected. Allah put him there. Take from their money, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Take from their money, from their wealth, money, by force. They don't give, push it to take it. Why? To purify and clean them, Allah is saying in Holy Quran. وَصَلِّ, after you clean them, because you are taking from what they love. Everyone loves money. You take it. They say, oh, why you are taking the money? To you, if you take money. You don't know, they don't know that he is, mashallah, Sheikh. He has to be given because he cleans people. And this is reality. He's not in need to take money. Awliya Allah are not in need to take money, but it is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet, take money from them, because this is what they love most. Means take from what they love. If they don't give from their wealth, Allah will take it by force from their children. Then what will happen? Then we will be sad if we see our children sick. That's why children get sick. And who takes the money at that time? We end up in doctor's hands. If someone doesn't need operation, there are no operation. It takes money. So Allah is saying to Prophet, take from their wealth money, purify them and clean them. When you purify them and clean them, then they are clean. What you do now? Salli alayhim. Look, salli. And Allah is saying in other verse, إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَيْكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي. O believer, sallu عَلَى النَّبِي. Pray, make prayers. Get support. He said to him, salli, إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ salli عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah is ordering, Ya Muhammad, after they show their good faith and they show that they want to connect to your, themselves to you, gave you the, their wealth. And how much Prophet took from their wealth? Anyone knows? One third. What he did? Allah ordered him, oh, they show you good sign. Then what you do? Salli alayhim. Inna salataka kanat sakanun lahum. Salli alayhim. Pray for them, connect them, plug them with the Nur al-Muhammadi. Because your prayers, your connection, your plug is tranquility. It gives them tranquility. It will give them peacefulness. It will give them happiness. إن صلاتك كانت سكن لهم. Your prayers is tranquility, happiness, support, relaxation. They inhabit. It become like their home. That sakina, that tumanina, that satisfaction, that feeling of being loved by Allah and by His Prophet, even though they don't have any more money. If you took all their money, but
they'd be happy.
They're happy because they gave it in Allah's way, as He did, Sheikh Nurjan and his sister. So that's why Maulana gave him authority to represent Tariqa here. So if I go, he stays here. I can travel, okay, no problem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, connect them. Because now you are giving them, they feel home, at home. They feel they are back home when you connect them. Like a trailer, like a wagon of a train, you are connected with the engine, so the wagon is moving, so it's home. It's moving behind the engine. Wherever the engine goes, it's following. It doesn't need to think, it doesn't need to use any kind of input. The engine is there. The Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pulling everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. This is the continuation of the first one that we began. May Allah forgive us. May Allah bless us with this night and with the barakah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and plug us to our Shaykh, Mawlana Shaykh Muhammad Nazim al-Haqqani, and block us to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grandchild, to Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatih. Kabbalallah.